Number 10.
I got it. Report and possible discussion on the controls, outlet conduit update by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. I've got a quick update on some of the activities and the schedule with regard to the controlled outlet conduit up at Possum Kingdom. You've seen this slide several times. It's a profile view of the construction activities that are going on the Moore Shepherd Dam. I want to draw your attention to the thimble area. You can see the arrow pointing to the green. That's a thimble. That's where the actual pipe is connected to the existing pipe that was placed there in the 60s. You can go to the next slide. This is a picture of that thimble. This is a photograph of the thimble prior to blasting and then some of the blasting activities. Our blasting, we're almost complete with the blasting activities. That'll take about 3 weeks, then another 3 weeks for the coating. We've already coated the interior of the pipe once, and I think they've gone back this last Friday and applied a second coating, and then we'll also go back and recoat the ring jet valves associated with it. After they get through with the remediation activities, then Archer Western will come back. They've got a few activities they need to do to close the project out. That'll take about another 7 weeks. So you add all this together, it looks like maybe around the end of middle to end of December that will be through with the construction activities. After that takes place, then we'll notify FERC. FERC will then schedule an inspection. They'll come out, inspect the facilities. Upon a favorable assessment, then FERC would go back and issue a new order and addressing the surrender license. So hopefully sometime maybe, around the new year, we might have some activity associated with closing the project down. Go to the next slide. This is the budget that we spent today. It was authorized at $9.3 million. We spent about $7.6 million. One of the things I want to draw your attention to was that the settlement agreement with regard to the recoding, the remediation activities, there's no cost to the VRA for those reclamation activities, and that's accounted for in the numbers you see here. Okay. I'll take any questions you have. Yes, sir.
Who all has finally stepped up and helped cover some of the problems and issues that we've had?
It was the engineering firm and also the contractor collectively.
How much did they do?
It was about 312, 311, 314, 300,000.
Was that Freeze and Nichols?
Yes, sir.
What did it cost us to do it?
Originally contemplated, I'm not sure exactly what the numbers were that were embedded within that total 9.3. I can try to figure out what that is, if that's the question.
There's no cost
to remediation. But I didn't. Were you asking what was the original cost to originally coat it? Was that the question?
Yes, I mean, yeah.
I'll have to go look at like that line item, and I'll get back with you. I'm not sure exactly.
Do you anticipate we're going to have to spend the rest of this money?
No, sir. I this is pretty close to being complete.
You think the 7.6 is maybe a pretty good number then on what our total cost on that project was?
Yes, sir.
That blasting or the thimble prior to blasting, was that from the original construction in the 40s?
Yes, sir.
And that had never had.
And it had been required to be blasted, and it wasn't. But we've gone back and done that through this remediation activities.
I'd like to say that the staff did a good job of recovering some of our money, and there'd be a commended for it.
Thank you, sir.
I agree. I didn't understand
what you said. Any other questions? This was a report only. There's no action.
Any questions? Thank you.